How many times do I have to tell you? That is not where the towels go.
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
Morning, mud babies, pod people, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. Wait, it starts off and you're like, is this the one? Have I already heard this one? Because the other one started like this. No, they all start like this. This is just the way it works in the morning. It's my greeting to you. And we have our lovely co-host Pooh Bear and the wonderful news goddess Miss Thang.
Hello.
Hello. You've decided to join me again and do the whole podcast.
I'm bugging the heck out of you. Yep, that's me.
That's you, yeah. So, anything new and exciting in your life? Okay, then. we'll jump right into...
I have a laughter problem.
A laughter problem?
I laugh too much.
Is that bad?
I think it's out of nerves on this...
On the podcast?
Yes.
So you just laugh for no reason?
No, I laugh out of nerves. There's a reason. was there a movie character that Okay.
Something like that.
All right.
Well, anyway, good morning to you and the bear.
It's poo.
There's poo on his butt if you look really close.
It's a she. I called I called PetSmart to see what it would cost to get her groomed and
what are they
trimmed.
What do they charge?
$61.
To wash a cat?
Yeah, I know.
Can't you wash a cat and save $61?
I know, but she's never had a professional groom. And now that she's a superstar on your podcast, she needs to be treated.
People are calling and, you know, asking about her, getting an autographed picture.
An autographed paw?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah. So, I don't know, $61 is a lot of money just to take some dingleberries off a cat.
Don't talk about her private areas. She doesn't like it.
Did she get upset yesterday when I was talking about her not being a butt licker?
Yes, yes. She's a princess.
All right, well. All right, a couple things that I have found in the news. A couple stories that I'm going to throw out to you and see what you think. Because one of these is right up your alley.
Okay.
Are you ready? Looking to lose some weight?
I'm out of here.
What?
Wow.
What? No,
So your boyfriend says, hey, aren't you looking to lose some weight?
No, I'm reading the article. That's the first line of the article. Don't be all...
I have a... So I'm going to act like a girl.
All right. Looking to lose some weight? Turns out having dessert foods for breakfast may help keep the pounds away.
Will you explain?
The dessert angle only works on strict low-calorie diets. Researchers at Tel Aviv University discovered that when obese men and women were limited to about 1,500 calories per day, but allowed to have cookies, chocolate, cakes, or a donut with their breakfast, they lost more weight than people who just ate high-protein diet of eggs, tuna, and low-fat milk. The scientists believe the early dessert helped counter the hunger hormone and made it easier to control cravings and calorie limits. So what do you think?
I think that having sweets first thing in the morning makes your blood sugar crash.
Well, that's what you
want. At like 10, and so then you want to eat again.
But that's what you say. No, you.
From my experiences, that's what happens to me.
But that's why you don't like Pop-Tarts or Slim Fasts or any of that kind of...
Sugar bad.
Why is it...
Sugar's evil.
It just sort of gets you going first thing in the morning. Get your...
does a run.
And if you're hungry by 10, you go, hey, where are my... Is my bowl of carrots?
The professionals say it's right, so let's run with it. I'm going to have a donut tomorrow morning. Don't judge me. What? What?
I'm not judging. I'm not saying a word.
You called me fat.
I did not. I was reading an article, and I thought we would discuss it, but I could tell how it just shuts you down. Like,
no way.
That's right. Fine. Well, whatever. do what you want to do.
Ladies, let me know what you would think if you were in my shoes. At PinkBarb27 on Twitter.
All right, here's another one that I know you could relate to. Ladies, do you drink too much?
Wow!
What?
Do you want to lose your partner?
No.
I'm out of here. He called me fat, now he's calling me an alcoholic.
No, I'm not. I just made that part up.
Jiminy Christmas.
Next time, okay, the headline, wine snobs are hoodwinked by the fancy names.
Ooh.
Yeah, this article says that a lot of the wines aren't that different. And
I've always wondered.
That you just pay for the name.
And so, what names are more expensive than others?
Well, it says, next time you're stuck in the wine aisle looking for something to perfectly complement your delicious homemade meatloaf, don't be fooled into spending more on that bottle of Vin de Morde. Morde? I hope I said that right, because I don't care. Over something like Frog's Piss. Yes, those are two real brands, by the way. Just because the former sounds so much classier. Researchers show that people who are willing to pay more for wines with names that are tough to pronounce, and they will be even believe it tastes better. And the part is that it doesn't make that much difference. That the educated wine snobs are a little more susceptible to spending more than the uneducated schmo who can't tell a Merlot from a Pin... I don't know this. Pinot Noir...
Yeah, we all got it. We know what you mean.
Pinot Noir. That's the word I'm looking for. Pinot Noir.
You're so cute.
Yeah. So, but if you're feeling fancy, you know, go ahead and spend the extra cash. But
right, because the educated people, as they call them, statistically make more money and can spend more money on the wine.
But why would you want to spend more?
It's all about what people think. Their friends come over, they don't want Frog Piss.
Or Boone's Farm.
Right. Or Yellowtail. I love Yellowtail. Don't get me wrong, but you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. What person doesn't love some Yellowtail?
Or Arbor Mist. It's not wine. It's Kool-Aid, but it's yummy.
Well, Boone's Farm apple wine was always a fine, fine wine. Anything with a screw cap. Or comes in a box. That's the other it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Throw that box in the fridge.
You girls buy the box of wine a lot.
Do we?
Yeah.
Who's we?
I'm talking to you. Why don't you look over your shoulder? I'm talking to you.
Have you ever seen me buy a box of wine?
No, but I know you girls in general, buy boxes of wine. You see it all the time at the liquor store. They'll be coming up with just a big box of wine.
Oh, I've not noticed that. Huh, I'm going to have to pay attention. Boxes of wine.
That's not a good wine.
How do you know?
I don't know, because I don't drink. But right. I just assume a box of wine is not as good as a $500.
That is what they say. That's what they say. Yeah, then a $500, of course, of course. But who pays $500 for a bottle of wine?
Not me. Magnum P.I.'s boss. Now the Spice Girls are getting back together.
Woo!
Have you seen that? Are you excited
about that? I haven't. No, what's up?
They are getting back together because they know their fans, they know what they want, what they really, really want. What they want.
What we really want.
They
I
want
get it.
It.
You're funny.
Thank you. They're reuniting for a musical based on their songs, much like Mamma Mia.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How long were they together?
They weren't together that long.
That's
they were
what I'm
like
thinking.
The early 90s, and they've been broke up for 10 years now. For 10 years. Seems like they just got together. Just seems like everybody was screaming, girl power! Get us a box of wine.
I want to lose weight.
Yeah.
Be as skinny as Posh.
Viva Forever will be the name of it. And it aims to tap into the same vast female fan base as the world-conquering ABBA musical, Mamma Mia, which has been produced in 14 languages and spawned a hit film starring Meryl Streep.
I bet it'll be great. I bet it'll do wonderful and people will love it.
The Spice Girls show will tell the story of four friends whose bond becomes strained when their band enters a TV talent show.
Is that what happened to them?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know anything about them other than Scary Spice and Sporty Spice and Ginger Spice
and Posh.
Old Spice.
And Posh was a Spice Girl.
Right.
She married David Beckham.
Right.
And she's hot.
Is she?
She's like skin and bones.
Skin and bones.
And boobs.
But her boobs are fake, and she's got those real far apart boobs.
Because men like have a problem eyes. With fake boobs.
No, men don't have a problem at all with fake boobs.
So she's hot.
No, they're just bad fake boobs. Oh. They're kind of like Tori Spelling. You ever seen Tori Spelling's boobs?
Nope. Well, I've seen them in clothes.
Uh-huh. You've never noticed bad pictures where they point at, look, this is the Grand Canyon of cleavage. Look how far apart they are.
Could that be because they're too thin?
I don't know.
Hmm. Next. What?
Red Robin.
Yum.
See, that's what you're supposed to say when you hear that. They are going to introduce a burger with the super hot ghost peppers. The hottest pepper in the world. It is 300 times hotter than a jalapeno.
You've had ghost pepper.
I have.
What do you think of it?
It's almost too spicy, but I haven't had it on a burger yet, so I don't know. My mouth is watering, but my colon's very afraid. So diners will be able to choose between the fiery ghost, the ghost pepper sauce, jalapeno peppers, and jack cheese, and the crybaby, which will be ghost pepper ketchup, onion, sautéed in hot sauce, and pepper jack cheese. Some early reviewers have been less than impressed with the hotness. But I can't
because
wait to try it.
Because it's too hot, or because it's not as hot as they would want it?
The article doesn't say, but I'm guessing...
What happened to good journalism?
I know. I went by the wayside when you started just getting stuff off Yahoo News.
There's so many news stories out there.
It's just like blurbs of things.
Right. People don't stop and read full articles. They see two pages of article and they're like, next.
But you're supposed to at least give the full who, what, when, where, and
yeah.
What, how, why.
What color.
Yeah. All right, here's another one you're going to love. Furious man pulls gun on neighbor for farting. If only this guy's fart had been silent but deadly, he probably wouldn't have found himself in a dangerous situation. A New Jersey man allegedly pulled a gun on his neighbor after hearing the man pass gas in front of his apartment door.
Was he on drugs or drunk?
Police in Jersey say Daniel Collins had been having an ongoing noise issue with his neighbor, and then when the man let one rip, it was the wind that broke the camel's back. Though Collins denied the charge, police eventually recovered a gun from his car and charged him with aggressive assault. As the neighbor, we're hoping he changed his shorts.
So they were having a battle.
Yeah, neighbors in an apartment.
Loud neighbor mm-hmm. was probably annoyed with guy that kept complaining. About so he walked by his door and farted. Wow. What do you think it took to make that happen? Like a big old pot of beans?
Red Robin's new ghost burger. That's what ghost pepper burger. That's. See, I tied that back
you
around.
You did. You're
See,
great at that. You are great at that. Now I am craving a burger now, though.
I can't have one, though, unless you know, we're on our diet. We're on our eat dessert diet.
Because I'm fat.
I didn't say that. But obesity can be a life-threatening epidemic.
I got to go get on the elliptical.
Okay, what I'm saying by that is... this was on Twitter. This started on Twitter.
How do people contact you on Twitter?
I'm at @SteveMcGrew.
Good job.
That's how they can get a hold of me. But apparently on Twitter, a comic out of Nashville started a hashtag called Fat Bands. So you know how you hashtag things? You just put something and then everybody starts adding to it. Which was a gluttonous twist to the names of bands we love, hate, or have long forgotten. The trend resulted in delicious puns, decadent wordplay, and bellyaching laughs. Ha 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 ha. And you actually have...
I have some examples. And these are quite hilarious. I was reading through these. So at I Am Kelsey Jones, she came up with Pie Chemical Romance.
Pie Chemical.
Instead of...
My Chemical Romance.
Oh, okay. All right. The next one, Panini at the Disco, and that's from at Keep On Living.
And you know what that's making fun of, right?
Night at the Disco?
Panic at the Disco.
Panic at the
Panic at the Disco.
I'm a country girl.
All right. Uh-huh.
The next one, LMFAT.
Oh, I get it.
I get it, too.
Yeah.
Sexy and I know it.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Yeah. Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle if it's LMFAT.
All right.
Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle.
Weekend Fox Clown came up Weekend Fox Clown.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
I don't talk like that. My mama raised me right.
Uh-huh.
All right. This person came up with Lard Zeppelin.
Lard Zeppelin. Lard being the food product for fat.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks for explaining it to me, babe. Always got to make sure I know what's going on.
Huh?
And Vegas Walking Dude came up with Macaroon 5. That's clever.
Because you like that band.
I like Adam Levine.
Yeah.
I do like their new song about the payphone.
You do?
I do. I've heard it twice today.
Right, and when's the last time you actually saw a payphone? When's the last time anybody used a payphone?
It doesn't matter. Does it?
I'm at a payphone.
You could be some bus stations, airports. Mm-hmm. Don't they have payphones?
Yeah, low class trash. I know. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Wow.
Kidding.
Next, Chris Burns came up with Three S'mores Down. Three Doors Down.
Very good.
Ding, ding,
yay!
Ding, ding, ding. Give me my perky jerky.
Yeah, I see how we should have played this game. I should have read these and go, do you know what song they're making fun of?
Don't make fun of me. All right. At Harry Potterish came up with Florence and the Vending Machine.
Very nice.
I don't know.
You die. Okay, next.
No, what was the real band? I have to learn from this exercise.
Florence and the Machine.
What did they sing?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But they were on Saturday Night Live. Remember, she was really that funky singer that was so weird?
I just looked at the last one, and I don't... this is really mean.
Uh-huh. For fat bands?
Yes. So, for fat bands, hashtag fat bands,
uh-huh.
Bradley IW came up with Adele.
Oh! You can't top that one right there. That is so perfect and obvious. She's rolling in the deep fryer. Oh!
Dang. She's also rolling in the dough.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's the rumor has it? Rumor has it. Rumor has it. We're all about tired of that song now. Rumor has it.
Who sang that?
Adele. Wow. I shouldn't play this game. Boo Bear's getting all excited. Here the cat's. She's even like, I knew that. Even the cat's like, I knew that one.
I think she felt trapped. Okay. Can we delete that part?
No. I'll just explain to him that the cat was on the table, as always, and went to jump down and got caught in your microphone cord. So that was the noise that everybody heard.
She just wants to make her presence known.
Yeah, that's how she speaks to us. All right. Well, it's come to that time in the show when we must do the news.
You are forced to listen to me talk about what's up in this world.
Yes. This is the real news that you have found. This isn't like the stupid, you should eat cake for breakfast stories that I find. So please welcome Miss Thang with All Things Considered.
That was a very mellow entry.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Da-da-da!
So I have received a couple of recommendations from Donald Erickson. And so I'm going to share some of his news recommendations first.
He is, I'd like to say a shout out to him because he is the first person that has actually made a PayPal donation to this show.
I get a pay raise.
That's right. Thank you, Mr. Erickson, for making the donation through PayPal and supporting the live programming here.
And you can follow him on Twitter.
Yeah.
Should I give out his Twitter
name? Ahead.
It's Donald Erickson 2.
Yeah, because everybody loves to be followed on... Yeah, I know you're not much of a social networking person. You're like, this person wanted me to follow one. I don't know who they are.
Not social.
That's what social networking is about. You just start following people you don't know, and then you learn and you meet and you...
But you've taught me a lot. You've taught me a lot.
All right.
I'm learning.
Okay.
All right, so first up, the first news story that he sent me that caught my eye. An unemployed man who saved a toddler from oncoming subway train in Brooklyn gets a job.
How?
Well, this seems very intriguing to you.
Okay.
An unemployed Brooklyn man who was hailed as a superhero without a cape or a job after he rescued a 9-month-old boy from an oncoming subway train on Tuesday now has a job. His name is Delroy Simmons. He's 30, and he was hired as a maintenance worker at John F. Kennedy International Airport. They read the story and they were like, wow, this is incredible. This guy is a hero. So they hired him.
Very nice. So something good paid off for somebody.
Right. Let's hope he does a great job and keeps that job for years.
A superhero without a cape.
All right.
Cat's back in my lap.
Cat is back in your lap. She loves you more than me. I'm going to tie back to your story about weight loss.
Okay. What are you saying? I'm fat?
Yes. Let's run with it.
Oh, wow. What are you trying to lose? What are you trying to lose, a partner?
Throwing my words in my face. We are in love. Okay. The FDA has approved its first new weight loss pill in a decade.
What was the last one? You're looking at your face. Why do you ask me questions I can't answer?
All right. The Food and Drug Administration has approved Arena Pharmaceuticals' anti-obesity pill. It's called Belvique. It's the first new prescription drug for long-term weight loss to enter the U.S. market in over a decade. Despite achieving modest weight loss in clinical studies, the drug appeared safe enough to win the FDA's endorsement. It's good that they're taking the time to find things that are safe.
Right, right. Does it say what it actually does? Does it melt fat, block fat, make you poop out fat?
It looks like the cocktail, no, I don't know. Thank you for the recommendation. If you guys have any recommendations, you can email them to pinkbarb27@yahoo.com. And I think my boyfriend likes making me look like a ding-dong.
I don't, I'm just, we were talking earlier about how the stories don't actually, they're not all well-written. Wouldn't that be a main part of that story of like,
right.
And here's what the pill actually does.
Right. But we can Google.
Bitches.
There you go. All right. Let's get to my news stories. So the dangers of fast food. James Hackett was arrested after he allegedly threw a container of McDonald's French fries at his 11-year-old stepdaughter.
Mm.
His wife, him, and the girl were driving home after grabbing some fast food like many American families do from a local McDonald's. This happened last Friday. The married couple began to fight, and then the 11-year-old cut in to try and keep the peace. Hackett was annoyed by her cutting in and threw the container of hot and oily French fries onto the back seat of the vehicle, hitting his stepdaughter in the face.
Oh, dang.
It's how hot? Have you ever had McDonald's French fries that were like really, really hot where this is like an, oh my gosh, I can't believe he did this?
No, but he threw French fries in his kid's face.
Well, officer says that the fries could have caused burning, but the child is fine. And then, of course, his wife, the child's mother, reported the incident. And he has pleaded not guilty in court to charges of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon.
Assaulted battery, because see, the French fries have salt on them. So they're, yeah.
Oh.
So when it comes to French fries,
I love them.
I know that. But which is your favorite, McDonald's or Burger King?
McDonald's.
They beat the Burger King fries?
Yeah. Don't they always?
Out of all fry brands, what do you?
Sweet potato fries kind of beat them all.
Yeah, the Sonic sweet potato.
Steak and Shake cheese fries beat everyone, hands down.
Yeah, but that's because they're covered with
cheese.
Cheese. If you're going to go that way, I would have to say the Sonic's chili cheese fries beat that.
What?
Yes, Sonic chili cheese fries are the best.
You weren't raised right.
Well, you veered off with the adding.
I'm sorry. Okay, so plain fries, nothing on it, McDonald's.
That's it, over Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What?
Nothing.
What? We didn't have a Wendy's growing up.
You didn't? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What?
Well, in my later years of high school, I think, they had a Wendy's and a Burger King. I remember there only being a McDonald's in my town.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What? No, it was great.
You okay?
Paycheck Friday, hit the McDonald's.
Paycheck and you hit the McDonald's. Did you hear that? They got paid and then they hit the McDonald's. Woohoo! look out. We got money. We're going
get
to McDonald's.
I know.
Yes.
We were a Walmart family. All right, up next, wardrobe malfunctions.
Yeah?
Yeah, Katy Perry. She arrived at the Chateau Marmont Tuesday night with a little bit of something pinked out of her dress. But it's not as bad as it seems.
Boob or butt?
Well, the 27-year-old wore a strapless black dress with royal blue polka dots that hung a little bit low, and what was showing was either a hint of her strapless bra or perhaps tissue wedged between her breasts.
Tissue?
Yes.
Like to pump them up bigger? Like.
Well, they're not sure whether the tissue could have been there to give the singer an extra push-up, which, really, does she need that? No. Or to add some comfort to the hot car ride. But it's her first official wardrobe malfunction.
Or she might be just one of those nasty people that blows her nose and sticks their tissue back between their boobs. Like,
I love Katy Perry. Please don't do that. Ew, I don't love Katy Perry anymore. All right. Talk about four-legged heroes. A dog has been hailed as a hero after he saved a toddler from drowning in his family's swimming pool. You have nothing to ask? You've like trained me to stop after the first sentence and like wait for your comment.
And I stopped and I wanted to see what you would do. And you're like,
I don't know what to
do. I don't know what to do.
Turn that light.
So, okay, the dog saved a person in the pool.
Yes, so a mama thought her son was behind her as she was working in the yard, and she went to go throw something in the garbage around the corner. She thought her son was right behind her, and she turned around and he was gone. She found him lying face up in the family pool. She said it was scary. His lips were blue. His eyes were rolled back. And she said it was the scariest feeling, and that image is going to stay in her mind for a very long time. And then she looked closer. She noticed that her black Labrador named Bear.
Like probably, Blue Bear, yeah, but a dog.
Yeah, probably related to Blue Bear. Okay. Was balancing the little boy on his back, keeping him and his head above water. And they all believe that if it wasn't for Bear, he would have sunk down to the bottom of the pool. And how long?
So the dog was being a flotation device.
Yes.
That is so cool.
Isn't
See, I think
it?
Dogs are a lot smarter than we give them credit for. A whole
Just
lot
smarter.
Just
not as smart as cats.
No, because if they were that smart, they would run away and not get eaten in China.
Right. Nom, 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 chow mein.
Nom, nom. There's your new favorite saying. Nom, nom. Nom, nom, nom.
Yes.
What is that from?
I keep seeing it everywhere now.
Nom, nom, nom.
I saw it on Twitter once, and then the next time I was eating something yummy, I'm like, nom, nom, nom.
And I saw it. Where did I see it? Oh, today when I went to get my mom, look for my mom's birthday present at Target. There was a T-shirt that just said, nom, 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 with a Pac-Man on the front of the...
That's probably what it's from, because, you know, can't you see Pac-Man going, nom, 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 nom,
nom? Yeah, but I don't remember Pac-Man making the nom, nom noise. I think they just added nom, nom, nom.
It's catchy,
nom,
isn't it? I walk around the kitchen going, nom, nom, nom,
nom, nom, nom.
Oh, so that is your news for today. How are we doing?
Nom, 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 nom. We're eating up time. Nom, 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 nom.
Oh my gosh, who's ready for the weekend?
Are you ready for the weekend? Me too. I'm pretty much ready for the weekend myself, except I won't be around for the weekend.
Try not to think about that.
I can't
sleep. Thinking about sleeping all day and waiting for Monday when you actually return.
Yeah, because I can't say what I'm doing because I had to sign this contract.
You're a super secret agent and we can't talk about it.
I know, but something could
be... Watch out, bad guys. He's coming for you.
Something could be very life-changing this weekend. Very life-changing. So I can maybe say something more about it come Monday.
Maybe.
Yeah, but because I had to sign this thing called a non-disclosure, I'm not allowed to say anything.
Exciting things are on
Exciting!
The horizon.
Exciting! All right, well, it's that time of day. We made
Bye.
It through another podcast.
Happy Thursday.
Yeah. Did you have fun? We hope so. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for... coming to the site and clicking listen now, because that's the easiest way to do it. So I think some people see podcasts and they think, oh, I don't want to have to download. This one you don't have to download. You can just go to the website, remasculate, and click listen now, and it's that easy. So we appreciate you. being who you are and coming here and spending time with us. Want to remind you, you can reach us at mudflapmcgrew@gmail.com. You can reach the news goddess over there at pinkbarb27@yahoo.com. You can find us on Facebook at Remasculate. There's the Facebook web page, Remasculate. And then there's my Facebook page, Steve Mudflap McGrew. So thanks for listening. If you had a great time, tell your friends, pass it along, share the website. We will see you. And remember, God bless America. And keep listening to the Oak Ridge Boys. I bid you adieu.